Jesus feeds 5,000. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that for this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same thing with the fish. And as they all ate as much as they wanted, after everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces of bread and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves.
Thank you, Red. You'll probably be relieved to realise that it wasn't up to verses 136. Slight typo. It's John chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Well, folks, I've got good news and I've got bad news. Good news, we're going to have an early lunch. Yay! Bad news, it's not going to be the jacket potatoes we were looking forward to. Boo. Good news, I brought a picnic. Yay! Bad news, it's not very much, so I hope you're not all very hungry. But I do have, just like our story, 5 loaves, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2 fish. Well, tins of fish, less stinky. So that should definitely be enough, shouldn't it? I mean, there aren't 5,000 of us today, so we probably don't need to get into groups of 50, which some of the other translations use. Groups of 5 to 10, maybe? I have to be honest, you're not really looking very enthusiastic or convinced by my plan. All right, let's look at the maths. In the story, it was 5 loaves plus 2 fish divided by 5,000 equals 12. Okay? So 5 loaves. Maybe I need to make them smaller. Nah, it's not working. Something's not working. But I even put baskets here for the leftovers. I was expecting us to have leftover. What am I doing wrong? Let's look at the story again. Okay, so we should have some slides, but I'm guessing it's died. Oh, they're up there, but they're not over there. Okay. Right, so maybe. Right, okay. God's math doesn't equal human math. Maybe it doesn't work the same way. Verse 5. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Okay, so Jesus was observant. He noticed the people, he noticed their need. Then Jesus asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all of these people?" So Jesus was kind and generous. He wanted to help them and to feed all the people. Then Philip has obviously done some human maths because he replies, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them all," which was true. If you were relying on human maths and human accounting systems. Then Andrew says, "There's a boy here with 5 loaves and 2 fish, although he admits he doesn't know what good that's going to do with this huge crowd." which does seem a lot like your reaction when I suggested sharing my picnic with you. But in verse 6, we hear Jesus was testing Philip. He already knew what he was going to do. Jesus seemed to be waiting for someone to offer what they had, even if it was just a little, so that he could use it to bless many. Jesus took what was offered and he gave thanks to God. And then he shared it out. And amazingly, it wasn't just enough. It was more than enough. There were 12 baskets left over. That was because Jesus didn't want to waste anything. He doesn't waste what we give to him. Jesus used a small gift to bless many. I wonder if sometimes we don't offer what we have because we think it's not very much or not sure what good it will do. Maybe we live busy lives, but we could possibly spare some time. Maybe every month our budgets are really tight, but we could manage to give a small amount of money. There are any number of gifts, God-given gifts, that we could share. It could be kind words, musical talent, baking skills, a willingness to volunteer. It could just be an opportunity to share the gospel, and in that way, share hope, change someone's life forever. Remember, God's math does not equal human math. It doesn't follow the same rules. There have been times in our family when I have thought, how are we going to make it to the next payday? And then some strange accounting things happen. You get a refund you're not expecting. You pay a bill, but there's a special offer, so it's not as much as you thought it was going to be. Somehow, God does miraculous things with accounting systems. I remember some years ago when St. Andrew's Church needed to raise a large amount of money by the end of the year. And so we held a gift day. And incredibly, on the day, at that time, just the right amount of money was raised. It was more than we were expecting because it was a large amount that the church needed. It was certainly more than the treasurer was expecting. And it was just the right amount. It was just enough. It really was miraculous. When we offer what we have to the Lord, he can do the impossible with it. I want to share with you a story I heard recently. I've changed some of the details because I can't remember them. But the gist is the same. A Bible charity was giving away Bibles, and they were really surprised that their most effective volunteer was a little old lady who was not very good at seeing, who was also partially deaf. So we're going to call her Mia. The next time Mia asked for more Bibles to give away, they said, "How are you doing it?" And she replied, "Every morning she packs her bag with as many Bibles as she can carry." And then she struggles to the bus stop. And she gets on the first bus that comes along. She chooses a seat next to someone, somewhere in the middle of the bus, and she sits down. She gets out her Bible. She opens the Bible, and she realizes she can't actually read what it says. So she asks the person next to her, "Would you mind reading it for me?" Usually that person agrees, and the person starts reading. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Mia interrupts, "Sorry, darling, I'm partially deaf. Would you mind reading it a bit louder for me?" So the willing volunteer reads a bit louder. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." People in the bus seem to be listening. Someone will usually ask, "What are they reading and where can they get a copy?" Mia replies, "Oh, I happen to have a spare one here." And she gives them a Bible. And if anybody else wants a Bible, she'll give one to them too. Until she's either given all the Bibles away or it's time to get off the bus. She'll then wait for the next bus to come along and repeat her little routine until she's given away all the Bibles that she's got with her that day or it's time to go home for the evening. This story really spoke to me. I was inspired by this little old lady because she was in Iran. God was using her with her limited mobility, her limited sight, her limited hearing to bless many by giving out Bibles. And I realized that God could use me too. Me with my dodgy back and my not so good eyesight and my dubious talent for telling stories. Here, in Woking, he can use me. So my message to you today is do not think that you are too old or too young or too poor or too busy or too anything to be part of God's plan. Offer what you have and he will use it to bless many. God has a plan and he wants you to be part of it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. We learned that last year in the children's groups. In the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, we see that Jesus is both observant and generous. So to be more like Jesus, we need to be observant and generous. Which makes me think about our saying about the penny. See a penny, pick it up, all day long you'll have good luck. If you give it to a friend, then your luck will never end. Or to put it another way, we need to see what we have and be willing to share it. And that way, many people can be blessed, not just us. So as you leave today, there will be some young people holding bowls of penny coins. I invite you to take a penny with you as a reminder to offer what we have, as small as it may seem, so that it can be used to bless others.